Feminine leadership clarity and ordered strength in mixed settings. In this video, we are looking at Deborah and the theme of strength without hardness. This matters deeply for women who want to become confident around men in a biblical, grounded, ministry-ready way. Some women shrink around men, other women overcorrect and become hard. Deborah shows another way. She shows us a woman who was clear, wise, spiritually serious, and able to stand in mixed settings without losing her center. She did not need to act masculine to be strong. She did not need to become sharp, controlling, or emotionally cold to carry weight. That is important because many women quietly believe that if men are strong, then a woman must either become small or become tough in a fleshly way. Deborah breaks that false choice. She leads with discernment. She speaks with clarity. She acts with courage. She remains a woman under God. If you are a woman serving in ministry, leading in public, mentoring others, or simply trying to grow in confidence around men, this is part of your formation. Confidence does not mean dominating a room. It means becoming ordered within yourself. It means your speech, emotions, posture, and judgment begin to come under truth. You stop reacting from panic. You stop trying to win respect by force. You stop thinking femininity is weakness. Deborah teaches us that ordered strength begins with living before God. She judged Israel under the palm tree. Men came to her for wisdom. That means her presence had gravity. Her life communicated steadiness. She was not chasing influence. She carried it responsibly. In real life, a woman with ordered strength does not overexplain herself every time a man disagrees. She does not collapse because a man has authority, intelligence, status, or a strong voice. She does not become flirtatious to feel safe. She does not become combative to feel significant. She can listen, think, speak, and respond with peace. This matters in ministry settings especially. A woman may serve with male pastors, male chaplains, male elders, male volunteers, male teachers, or male ministry leaders. If she is insecure, she may disappear. If she is overcompensating, she may come across as harsh. Neither is maturity. Mature feminine confidence is steady, discerning, and appropriately strong. Deborah also reminds us that courage and tenderness are not opposites. A woman can be warm and clear. She can be relational and boundaried. She can be feminine and decisive. She can support good men without becoming dependent on male approval. She can stand near male strength without surrendering her own moral and spiritual clarity. What this does not mean is that every woman should become a public leader in the same way Deborah was. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling or a rigid life script. But Deborah does help us see that women are not called to live intimidated, confused, or inwardly fractured around men. What not to do? Do not assume that confidence means becoming louder, colder, or harder than the men around you. Do not confuse femininity with passivity or silence. Do not believe that male presence automatically determines your value, voice, or emotional stability. Do not use attitude as a substitute for inner strength. Instead, ask God to form you into a woman of ordered strength. Ask Him to make you clear without being severe, present without performing, and strong without losing softness. That is part of becoming confident around men in a truthful and holy way.